So Annalisa, I believe, was not able to attend tonight, right?
Correct.
Before we kick, okay. Sounds good. Well, it is 5:31. I'm Vice Chair Kyle Loring, and I'm going to call to order this San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 meeting. It's a special board meeting tonight, and I'm pulling up our agenda while we speak. Pardon me for that. And tonight we are going to be discussing a sales agreement with the Village at the Harbor. So with that, I don't know if there are any other preliminaries that we need to go through. My thought was to hand it off to Superintendent Butler to hear from him a brief summary of the purpose of this meeting and the current sales agreement, and then go from there.
Sure, yeah. So we have a final version of the sales agreement. It's been distributed to all of you. The Village of the Harbor representation have signed. And so it now comes to us to adopt the agreement. There's only one signature line, so the board does need to vote on whether to adopt the sales agreement and to designate myself or Chair Lindstrom to sign.
Have people had an opportunity to review the sales agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know this has been kicking around at this point for a little while. Mr. Butler, were there any changes prior to signing since the last time we saw that agreement?
Just the one change in the miscellaneous section, which I sent out to you guys, was that last week? And then the signed version this week. It's just the one section that has changed.
Okay, what was that change again?
That is the right of first refusal for Peace Health, Peace Island Medical Center.
Okay. And we have not received word from them that they want to provide these services, I believe. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Probably be a little bit of a surprise if we did. This point,
the village would have to agree to the sale as well. So, yeah. And if the village did not agree to the sale, then we would have met our obligation. So, This is a pro forma issue.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Does anybody have any questions about the agreement?
I do not.
No, nor do I.
Commissioner nope. Lachine sites. Okay, you just had this look on your face like you might.
Well,
you
I just to wanted to make sure that there's somewhere. Obviously, we won't be doing this until the levy passes. If the levy passes, right? And I think that's. So we're just okaying this as the agreement.
Yeah, the sales agreement with regard to that sort of thing hasn't changed since August. It remains the case that if. For instance, there are some provisions in there that say we don't have to close the deal if certain things happen. One of them is the levy fails. Another is once we've done our full and complete inspection, if they have misrepresented anything regarding the property or their assets, then we'd also have the right to back out of the sale. There are a few things of that nature.
And then that due diligence period too, yeah.
The due diligence period is 120 days. The reason it's so long is because we didn't want to spend money doing due diligence until and if the levy passes, since it will definitely cost money and time. You have to literally check every room and pay someone to inspect everything and check everything they own. And it'll be an expense, not excessively expensive, but really not something you would do unless you were pretty confident this was happening. So we get through the levy and then we do that. We've also, the closing date is the end of February. So there is time to complete getting a bond. And the bond, we just put, Steve and I met with bond counsel, who that's their job to walk us through this. And we are confident that we can meet that deadline. In fact, we were early. She was all excited because we had so much time.
Will we have so much time if a month from now we're approaching them again just to make sure it moves forward?
Well, the whole process can take up to 4 months, up to 3 months, but as little as 5 weeks if you're in a hurry. There are certain things you can do to make the process go more quickly. For instance, you can simply make an offer to a bank you're comfortable with rather than doing a full RFP. But we have time to do the whole thing. We're going to do an RFP, put this out to any bank that's interested, let them make a proposal if they want to pick up the bond. It is an approximately $5 million bond, so we will get interest. It's not a small deal. There are different kinds of bonds. There are smaller bonds usually treated essentially as a mortgage or like a bank loan. Other bonds for larger amounts of money involve basically like what they did when they built the canal in New York in the 19th century. You basically go out and get a bunch of investors and they all own part of the project. And it's like this is like an investor-backed project. And for very large bonds, you would do that. And we're like right on the middle. Like we could go either way. We could take it either approach, but we're likely to just take the simpler approach, which is to treat it as essentially a business loan. So that will come to the board though, and the board will get to make a decision on that. But I just want to let you know we're on our way, and that speaks to Commissioner Lichtenstein's question about, you know, conditions for, you know, essentially getting out of something if the levy fails. So just giving some context about that.
Right. And there are a list of contingencies in, I believe.
Correct.
Section 12, I think. No, maybe not. But anyway, they're in there. They do include passage of the levy. Here we go. Section 13. So if anybody's interested in the types of actions that could prevent the purchaser, in this case, the public hospital district, from moving forward, they're listed in there. And yes, definitely the voters having approved a levy lid lift is a condition to this being consummated by the parties and this and a closing going through. I did have one question, Mr. Bell. I noticed that with the appendices, there weren't actually documents in there in the exhibits. I think I've seen the lease. And I didn't know if there were earlier documents that show, you know, like Exhibit B, right? Furniture, fixtures, equipment. I don't know that we need to see all these at this point if we haven't.
We did send. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. They've been sent before, and I'm just missing that.
We sent them for the last board meeting. I didn't send them out over again. But we do have all of them, and there's really nothing very exciting there. There's like a list of assets, and there's the lease, and a few other things. One of the other conditions of the sale is that, you know, the land owner also agrees to transfer lease to us and some things like that. And so all that's there. But yes, we do have all that. And if I'm comfortable with it though. And if you want, we have time. I can bring put them up on the screen and we can go over them if you haven't seen them.
No, I believe I have reviewed those. I just hadn't recalled. And they weren't attached here or to the signed version. And so I was, that was part of the reason I asked.
Yeah, I didn't resend them. So that was my call and I apologize if it was the wrong one.
That's fine.
I just try to avoid clutter.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm a little contradictory. Sometimes I don't want to receive things four times and other times I'm like, well, was it part of that document? Yeah, so I can appreciate that as well.
Okay.
Well, it looks like we don't have any further discussion from what I'm seeing. I'm happy to entertain a motion if somebody would like to make one.
So this would be a motion to adopt the asset purchase agreement. This is the technical name of the agreement. No, we call it a sales agreement, but it's an asset purchase agreement with the village at the harbor. And then you need to designate myself or Commissioner Lindstrom to sign. I would prefer you designate me to sign it just because Commissioner Lindstrom is pretty busy right now, but it doesn't matter to me. I can have Steve take it by her workplace if you prefer to have her sign it. So.
Well, I would make a motion to pass the asset purchase agreement with Nathan Butler as our signator on that.
I'll second that motion.
With the Village at the Harbor.
With the Village at the Harbor.
With the Village at the Harbor.
It's a big, it's a lot of money. Might as well get the money. Right.
Yeah. So I heard a motion and a second to adopt an asset purchase agreement to purchase assets from the Village of the Harbor and to designate Superintendent Butler as the signatory on that. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I saw everybody, so I won't ask any further. Okay. Looks like we're moving full speed ahead on that.
Awesome.
That's Steve for the record. Thank you, commissioners.
Yeah, we didn't do a roll call, I guess. Did we need to do that?
Probably. Right.
It doesn't invalidate the meeting not to have done roll call. It just helps the public hearing it. It's worked.
There isn't a lot of public, but you're right, and especially if somebody's phoning in, which I'm not sure anybody is on this one, but why don't we take one? It's better late than never on that, I think.
I see we do have a guest, Natalie Miller. So welcome, Natalie.
And Beth Williams-Kicker.
And Beth. Awesome.
Yes.
We
shouldn't be calling people out from the list.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Okay,
I know that. And thank you for all who have chosen to join us.
What if we...
you want?
Thanks, Mr. Wamsgans.
Yeah, so Commissioner Loring.
Here.
Commissioner Lehman.
Here.
Commissioner Lucene Seitz.
Here.
Commissioner Clary.
Here.
And we've got one unaccounted for.
On the lam.
Commissioner Lindstrom is absent.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
It's very exciting. Thank you, commissioners.
Yeah, thank you for all your work on this.
Thank you
and Steve.
Nathan Butler. Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Appreciate it.
Awesome work. We'll see what the voters do.
Yes.
We will.
Well, no.
See you all in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. Right.
Indeed.
Sounds right.
Good night, everybody.
All right. See everybody later.
Good night, Commissioner Warren. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I adjourned this meeting at 5:44 p.m.
Thank you.
Thursday, October 7th. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
I apologize for not sending you a narrative agenda. I know that helps, but much appreciated.
No, I should be able to do that. So thanks for keeping it straight.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Good night.